So nice to have so many of you up here. Thanks for coming up. I have something to show you here. You guys know what this is, right? You know what this is? It's a phone. It's a cell phone. Did you ever use a cell phone? Yeah? What do you use it for? You're right. It's for calling people. I thought maybe people would say it's for playing games. Taking pictures. But it's called a phone, and a phone is for talking to people, right? Do Mommy and Daddy use a cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time. Why? Yeah, you're at work. You need to call people who are not right there with you, right? You want to talk to them because they're further away. Who would you call if you fell down and hurt your knee? Your mom. You'd call your mom, right? You don't even need a phone to call your mom. You probably just yell, "Mom, help, I'm hurt." What? You know? But what if they're not home? Or what if you called mommy and mommy couldn't help you with your hurt knee? Maybe it was worse than what a Band-Aid could do, right? So mommies can do lots of things, but they can't do everything. Who would mommy call if she couldn't help you with your hurt knee? Yeah. Maybe 911 if it was really, really bad, right? If it wasn't too bad, then who would she call? Yeah.
Dad, if he's able to do it.
Maybe dad could help you. But there's another person. God gives us all kinds of people who can help us in our community, right? Do you know who this is?
A
nurse or a doctor, because there's women doctors too, right? So mom might call the doctor and say, "Hey, I need to come in with my son or my daughter because they hurt their knee." Okay, so in the doctor, hold on. The doctor could use this, especially if you called 911, right? An ambulance to take you to the hospital. That's an ambulance driver's another helper. Or we got other helpers. Let's see. You guys know who this helper is?
A firefighter,
right? A firefighter. And the firefighter, what does the firefighter use to help you? Yeah, this fire truck has a ladder. It'll have hoses. He has all kinds of things to help you. Rescue you from a fire. And then you have this kind of helper. Do you know what this kind of helper is? This one's harder. A lifeguard, right? Saves a surfer, saves you when you're in the pool if you can't swim. He pulls you out, and let's see if I can find what the lifeguard uses to help you. You can use this. A lifesaver kind of thing. He might throw that out so you can hold on and so you'll be safe. Okay, but even all of these helpers and all of the things that they have to help you, they can't do everything. They need a helper too. And the mommies and daddies need a helper too because they can't do everything. You know what? There is one helper that everyone needs the most. Do you know who that is? Jesus, right. Jesus. When nobody else can help us, Jesus can. We don't call him on a phone, do we? How do we talk to Jesus? Yeah. We pray, right? We say, "Jesus, help me." And you know what? Jesus is always ready to help us. Even before we prayed, he knows what we need and he's already helping us. But we should pray. You know why? So we don't forget that God is our best helper, that Jesus is always with us and loves us and wants to help us, right? So what does Jesus use to help us? Jesus helps us. Jesus helps us with something that nobody else in the whole world can do, right? Do you know what that is? He died on the cross for us. Nobody else in the whole world can take us to heaven. I hear it. Yeah. Nobody else in the whole world can take us to heaven. It is. But only Jesus can. Right? And he promises that he will. Because he loves us so much. Okay. Let's pray. And I'll just pray. You don't have to repeat after me. Thank you, Jesus, for being our helper in time of need, our helper at all times, and the helper that we need more than anyone else, because you're the only one who can forgive our sins and take us to heaven. Amen.